This is program number LW2628. Well, it's the most amazing machine that's ever been devised, and it's not one we invented ourselves. Only a mastermind could have put it together. It didn't happen by accident. It was planned, well thought out, meticulously designed. I'm talking about our astonishing human bodies. Hi, this is Larry West. Athletes can sprint at almost 25 miles an hour. They can throw a ball at more than 100 miles an hour. They can high jump over 7 feet. But that's not to speak of the astonishing day-to-day activities our bodies can do. Take, for example, the circulatory system. Did you know that every minute of every day, our heart pumps 10 pints of blood through almost 60,000 miles of arteries, veins, and capillaries? There are 25 trillion red blood cells carrying oxygen and 25 billion white cells designed to fight diseases. Some white cells have a life cycle of only 12 hours. Believe it or not, during an average lifetime, we breathe more than 500 million times. It's said that blood is thicker than water. Well, actually, our bodies are almost two-thirds water. 10 gallons of water are in each of our bodies. That's about 60% of our weight. Water. Our bodies also contain an odd assortment of other things. In each of our bodies, there is enough fat for 7 cakes of soap, enough lime to whitewash a small shed, enough phosphorus to make 2,200 matches, and as much iron as in a 1-inch nail. That's a strange collection, but believe it or not, our bodies can't function efficiently unless it's all there. A baby is born with 305 bones, but some of them fuse together until there are about 206, operated by 650 muscles and more than 100 joints. The tendons in our bodies, anchoring muscle to bone, are strong enough to stand stress of 8 tons per square inch. 8 tons! Now, I don't know about you, but I find it amazing. Some say we happened by accident. How in the world can all of these meticulously designed balances and counterbalances happen by accident? Everything inside these bodies of ours are covered by a flexible, waterproof covering. It's called the skin. We've got about 20 square feet of it, and when it wears out, it simply replaces itself. Wish my tires would do that. But that happens every few weeks as far as our bodies are concerned. We've got 9,000 taste buds that come to our aid in choosing what we like. There are 4 million, well, I guess we could call them receptors in the skin, helping us to feel, helping us to tell the difference between what's hot and what's cold, helping us to experience pain and comfort. These bodies of ours, they're astonishing, and we're still learning about them. We're finding out that even those parts we thought were useless, they do have value. We do need them. The tonsils and adenoids, they just may be more important than we've thought. It's believed that they block bacteria going to the lungs and digestive systems. Even the appendix, that useless piece in the abdomen, is now believed to play an important role in the immunity systems of the body. The thymus gland, long regarded as useless, is now known to have very important functions in developing white blood cells and antibodies in a fetus and in an infant, the body. It's a beautifully designed machine, down to the smallest detail. You know, some of the things I suppose could happen that we see around us, you know, could happen by accident, but only some of them. Only a careful designer, a mastermind behind it all, could have done it. Just as a clock had to have a clockmaker, so did we humans have to have a maker. Think about it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created. That's the most sensible statement of our beginning that's ever been devised. In fact, it takes more faith to believe in evolution than it does to believe that God created. I have a Bible study course, yours free. It's a brand new one. It's called For God So Loved You. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.